or was that just by God scared blind that I was going to get fat again? I don't know. What I do know is that for a period of time, I had to set both a minimum and a maximum. I don't have to do that anymore. The truth is, today, I've been told this is the worst analogy there is, but maintaining abstinence is a piece of cake. You know, there's just not anything difficult about it for me. I keep up with it. My rule for myself says, if I am troubled or nervous or don't feel right, I write it down before I put it in my mouth. I haven't needed to do that in years. But I could do that again if it were necessary. Let me tell you also that I count calories because I've always traveled. I've never known where I'd be for my next meal. My background is technical, and calories are something that are easy for me to understand. So it works for me. You know, whatever works for you is what you ought to do. I am deeply troubled by the fact that OA has seriously considered publishing new food plans. And I am totally, totally, totally against that. I tell you, most of you know I live in Mexico more than half the time, and I'm very active in the program there. And all of the groups that are there, I tried to start some groups and failed 3 times. Some folks came in with some how groups from León, Guanajuato, and got a meeting started. We now have 5 meetings a week in Saltillo and more starting up. Lots and lots and lots of recovered people. They've had a couple of very serious problems by insisting on a diet for newcomers. They no longer do that. That a diabetic nearly die. So I just cannot imagine that we ought to be publishing food plans. And thankfully, recently, they decided against that. And while I'm on this soapbox talking about things I don't like, let me tell you that I am deeply upset. What did Teddy Roosevelt say? It's a bully pulpit. This is. I'm deeply upset by the fact that many of the HOW groups have a separate organization today, a separate central office, a separate everything, separate literature, the whole thing. And a great part of that is because we kicked them out. Now, there were some controversies. There was also a total lack of regard for the last phrase of the 12th tradition, where we put principles before personalities. You talk about the problem separating some of the HOW groups and regular OA. That's nothing compared to some of the controversies we had in the early days in OA. Let me tell you, it was tough, but we kept plowing at it until we maintained everybody under the same umbrella. Sometimes we had to expand the umbrella. Sometimes we just had to talk and meet. Well, whatever it took, we did it. And I pray that one day we will again welcome all those folks back into the fold with us. Let me do a quick recap here. Begin by deciding what it is you want. As they say, if you don't know where you're going, hell, any direction is good. So decide what you want. Then find somebody who's got it. Ask them exactly how they did it or are doing it. And then do exactly, precisely what they are doing. As the saying in AA is, if you're having trouble with your program, why not work the program? Keep in mind the synergism of abstinence and a dedication to the 12 steps hooked together. Start the day with a period of meditation and prayer. Ask for help. I am absolutely convinced that if you don't ask for it, you won't get it. Ask for help.